Good evening, everybody. This is Woody, and tonight it's my pleasure to be with you and our guest, Colin Receiver with SmartBox Marketing. Colin, how are you doing this evening?
Doing well. How are you, Dr. Oakes?
Doing good. Hey, I enjoyed your cover on the issue of the profitable dentist as Superman.
Well, that's what we try to be, is a superhero for our dentist that we work with.
You're built exactly like that, right?
Exactly like it, muscles and all.
Well, I envy you then. That's quite a cover. I thought it turned out really well.
I did as well. Yeah.
Just this morning, I read it before, but this morning, looked at the magazine and reread the interview that we did. And anybody who's on the call tonight who hasn't gotten that particular issue of the magazine with Colin and his Superman outfit on the cover needs to read that little 3-page interview. I think it'll be really informative to you. So, Colin, one of the first things I want to talk about, because you do so many things, SmartBox Marketing is not just another website design company. I mean, as people will learn in the interview, you do tracking, you do video. I mean, just, dozens and dozens of things that we're going to be talking about. But one of the first things I wanted to talk about that kind of differentiates your company from other companies is something you call the mirror effect. Can you kind of tell our listeners tonight what exactly that is?
The mirror effect is all about what kind of patients you really want to attract. And let me give you an example. I talked to a prospective dentist earlier this morning who had called in, and one of his big complaints with his website was he was getting all the patients that were coming in looking for discounts and coupons, and they were price shopping for the cheapest service provider. And when I went and looked at his website was full of discounts and coupons and free everything. Mm-hmm. And the mirror effect is when your patients are out there looking, when your prospective patients are searching for a service provider, when they look at your website, they see themselves in the reflection. If you put out there that you all have the best prices in town and coupons and discounts and free everything, that's going to be the type of person you attract. They're going to see themselves reflected in your website or in your marketing. If you put on your website that you have the best service in town and you provide tremendous value, not necessarily the cheapest price, then the patients that are looking for a higher level of service, a higher level of care, are going to see their reflection in that website, and they're going to choose a service provider that fits the model that they're looking for.
Well, that's a good point because, oftentimes a website company will talk about, we get 150 new patients a month or we get 200 new patients a month, and oftentimes that's a kind of a misnomer because it's what kind of patients are you getting? You're getting the shoppers and kind of a good example or maybe a good analogy, it's kind of like dating, for example. If you're a 4 and you're trying to attract 10s, it's probably not going to work. So, if you want to attract 9s and 10s, then you probably should get yourself to, as close as you can to 9 or 10. And kind of the same thing with a website, the way the website looks, performs, functions, the message it sends is kind of what you're going to get back. And, if you throw up, one of the, I want to say discount websites like we see in Dental Economics or some of the trade journals, then you're going to get a certain type of patient back. It's not going to be the quality that you might want. Whereas if you are giving an image of value, and it just shows from the website that, hey, I'm not the cheapest in town, but we are pretty daggone good, and you're going to receive high value. Colin, one thing I wanted to talk about, and we might be getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, I want to talk about your father, who's a dentist. I think one of the best dentists in town. I think I've told you before, one of the 3 dentists in town I would actually let, one of the 2 dentists in town, I would let my but touch my own mouth. One of them just retired. But tell us a little bit about how SmartBox got started. We might be going backwards a little bit, but you know, growing up in a dental family and seeing your dad and you know the high quality of dentistry that he does, how did you get started with SmartBox?
Well, I guess it was just kind of my generation. I remember back as far as I can remember, I was, you know, kind of farting around on the internet and building web pages back when I was in grade school. I remember my mom screaming and yelling, wanting me to go outside or get off the computer, and all I wanted to do was build web pages and play on the internet and build things online rather than building things out in the driveway. And, you know, daycare, my dad's idea of daycare growing up was I would get off school and come to the office and file charts. So I guess it was just kind of the merging of two worlds that I always enjoyed, the web design aspect, being online, marketing, and having Dr. Ron as a father, being a dentist, growing up in his office and learning from the ground up what drives a dental practice, not just in the front office, but also the back end marketing, how he positions himself to attract patients. And now we run all of his marketing campaigns for him. We have for the past 6 or 7 years now exclusively.
Yeah, and Ron's not paying me to say this, but, you know, he's known as, you know, one of the high-end dentists in town, known as somebody, if you really want quality, this is where you go to. But he's also known as, you know, being a little bit more expensive than the other dentist in town. But, you know, that combination that we talked about of, you know, value with high-quality dentistry. So do you think that's where you kind of got this concept of, you know, let's market for a certain kind of patient, but let's market for the kind that my dad or Ron would want?
It is. Well, with any marketing, you have to find a way to differentiate yourself. You know, when that consumer is out there looking on the internet or looking in the yellow pages, if anybody actually still uses that, wherever they're looking, that consumer is trying to choose who's going to be their dentist. And there has to be something that makes you stand out from the crowd, either if the best price or the best service or the best value or that you're the most pain-free dentist in town. There has to be something that consumer can chew on, can bite into, and say, this is my guy. This is the guy I'm going to choose to be my dentist. Because, it's, you know, dentistry is a personal thing. It's not a plumber. It's somebody that's working in your mouth. It's, you know, not something that a consumer does one search on Google and goes, okay, this guy looks good. I'm going to go to him. So, yeah, there has to be a way to differentiate yourself. And if you don't want the price shoppers and the bargain shoppers, what do? Well, you go towards value. You go towards offering great service and great results and a very high level of service and product, which is the direction that Ron went. He's one of, you might know better than I do, I know of one other dentist in town that has a Galileo CAT scan machine in his office. You know, so when he's doing reconstructions and implants, they don't have to go to the hospital. They can get it all done in one place. You know, as far as dentists that are actually placing the implants and restoring them in the Louisville market area, how many dentists are doing that? You know, there's the one guy out on Dixie Highway that does only mini implants. There's a couple periodontists around town that will do the place the implant, but they won't do the restorative. So it's, you know, he's positioned himself in the market as the go-to guy, all in one place, the expert, so to speak, for the Louisville market. And that's, you know, that's what differentiates him. And that's what we want to help dentists do, is to find your niche in the market. Maybe that's not it, the way Ron's gone, but there is a way to differentiate every practice to make them more appealing to the consumers.
And, you know, another point, and a lot of dentists don't know that, or I guess guess maybe they know it, don't really think about that much, but most of the really good dentists I know have multiple websites, and I don't know how many Ron has now, probably, what, 4, 5, or 6?
He had actually 12 up until a few months ago, and we went in reverse, and we merged them down into 4 or 5, which he has now.
And you know, a lot of dentists have one website, and they wonder, well, how come I'm not getting any implants? And here's a dentist who has, you know, one website devoted just to websites, you know, just implants that, you know, eventually directs traffic to his website. So there's a whole, you know, lot to it, a whole lot more to it than most dentists realize. Ron, the next thing I want to talk about, I'm Ron, I keep wanting to call you Ron. Colin, the next thing I want to talk about is dominating the first page of Google, why it's so critical. You know, everybody has heard that, you know, you need to be on the first page of Google. A lot of people have heard that you need to be number one on the first page of Google. So let's talk about that a little bit. Like, I think everybody knows what Google is, but let's talk about getting on the first page of Google, what ranking really counts, some of the things you need to know about that.
There was a study done a few years ago by a large, kind of like the Nielsen of the Internet, a large statistical company, that found that if you are not in the top 3 search results, you are simply not really going to be found. The number one search result is taking roughly 50% of the clicks, the number 2 result 25%, the number 3 15 to 16%. By the time you get down to the, you know, number 4 through number 10, you're splitting that amongst you know, a market share of 10 to 15% of the overall searches on that term. Now, that study came out in 07 or 08, and things have changed a lot since then. The search results have become a lot more intertwined, a lot more complex. If you go right now to Google and search for your town dentist or your town implant dentist or your town Invisalign, you're going to see all kinds of different search engines within Google. You're going to see their AdWords, their pay-per-click engine, which is going to come in on the side or the top. You're going to see the local search engine, which is the maps and the addresses. You're going to see the organic search engine, which is the traditional area in the middle bottom. They also have YouTube videos that they're now showing right on the first page of Google. And then they also have their latest search engine, Google AdWords Express, which is a pay-per-click advertisement, but if you go search and you see that some of the pay-per-click advertisements have 2 or 3 lines and others have 6, 7, or 8 lines, it's the same cost in most cases, but Google's allowing you to have a bigger ad on the front page. So, you know, when a consumer's on there searching, dominating the search engine simply means that you're going to be found in multiple positions. You know, the old days of having a website that has one position ranking. You know, you have a website listed in the organic results, and maybe it's number one, and that's great. But in today's Google, you have search results that are all around you, below you, above you, to the left, to the right. Dominating the search engines means that your patients can find you everywhere. You have a pay-per-click ad that's running. You have a local search page that's been optimized, and you're showing up. An organic search page. You have some YouTube videos that we've optimized and are showing up right there on the first page. It goes back to the old branding. The more times your consumers see you and hear your name, the more you're recognized and the more comfortable they are moving towards calling you, making an appointment, becoming a patient.
And Colin, if you're like on the third page of Google, what are your chances of somebody calling you?
I would say 0, but there's always that 1 in a million chance, I think.
Right. And I'll tell you one thing I've noticed, because, you know, I did some research before this interview, and, you know, looking at your dad's practice, I mean, he's just all over the place. I mean, you know, you do all these different searches, and, you know, this practice pops up all over the place. So you've obviously done an excellent job of putting him everywhere.
that's what it's all about. He pulls in 15 to 20 large cases, you know, the implant-specific types of patients that he's looking for. The Internet is sending him 15 to 20 new patients a month.
Wow.
With everything that we're doing online.
Well, one of the things that we talk about is getting in front of your tribe. And tribe is simply a term for your followers. In other words, the profitable dentists, we have maybe 25,000 dentists who are in our tribe that, you know, follow us, get our magazine, and so on. So what are some ways of keeping your name as a dentist in front of your tribe? I mean, how do you do that?
There's all kinds of ways. A lot of dentists are doing newsletters, and that's a fantastic way to reach out and touch people. Make sure that, you know, you're putting some kind of compelling content in the newsletter. I've seen some pretty bland ones come out that I'm not sure patients even open. But newsletters are a very traditional way of staying in front of people. Going online, we have automatic communication systems called autoresponders. We've partnered up with Infusionsoft to offer a phenomenal autoresponder system that you can reach out and automatically stay in front of your patients for 2 or 3 years after they visited your website. Part of what we do as well is
responder, is simply technology that does what we used to have to do by hand. And, you know, the sheer numbers are just incredible. When you think, you know, a person goes to your website, maybe they order a free report, and then they're in that funnel, that sales funnel, for 2 or 3 years without you doing anything. It's all done by the, by the software, and in your case, Infusionsoft.
You know, we've had dentists come to us, and they've had these spreadsheets that they have, one of their front office staff that, you know, they have columns, you know, send direct mail piece one, send direct mail piece two,
yeah,
send email, you know, three or ABC. And they have these huge spreadsheets that they're using to track every patient and what marketing piece they've received. And, you know, they're dedicating tremendous resources in terms of labor to this. And it's something that we can literally automate for pennies per marketing piece that goes out. If you think about, if you have 100 prospects that opt in on your website in a month, and each of those prospects is going to get 30 pieces of information, whether it be an email or a postcard in the mail or a text message, they get 30 pieces over the next 2 years.
Right.
And you've got 100 a month, you're at 2,400 contacts over 2 years, times 30 pieces a piece is, 2,400 times 30 pieces per person, 72,000 pieces of information that you've sent out over a 2 year period. You know, to do that without technology and automation, you could have a whole team of people working on that. Okay. And we can automate that.
It'd be totally impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just even think about it. Well, Colin, the other thing is, once you are sending out all this information to, people who have kind of raised their hand that they have an interest in your practice, and they click onto your website or they make some move in a positive manner, how do you convert those clicks to phone calls?
You have to give them a reason. You have to answer their question and tell them why you are the best person for their need. The general rule is when somebody comes to your website, you want to talk 70% about how you can help them and 30% about who you are. Too many times we do these swift kick web critiques where I get on their website and kind of like on the, you know, when you're watching the Super Bowl on TV, you've got the guy with the marker drawing the plays on the screen and showing you what's going on.
Right.
We do this for prospective clients and show them what's going on with their web marketing. And when we're going through these videos with clients, we show them, you know, hey, here's what's missing. Here's the piece that is why you're not getting patients to call you. We go on their website and they're talking about how great they are and they have a list of everything they do clinically, or we go on their website and they've got pictures of implant surgeries and flapping gums and,
yeah.
you know, all kinds of stuff that, that patients don't want to see. It's like when you go to the mechanic, you don't want to see pictures of how they change your head gasket or fix your transmission. You just want to know it's going to drive when you pull it out. And that's the same thing patients want, is they just want to know that you're the guy to fix it, you're not going to hurt them, and you're going to do a good job.
Yeah, I continue to be amazed at people who put periodontal surgery on the homepage of their website. I mean, all the blood, guts, and glory there, and somehow they think that's going to attract patients. It's just incredible. Colin, another thing I wanted to ask you about is quantifying your results and something you call Zytetics phone tracking. Can you explain what that means and how it works?
Well, Zytetics, by definition, is the quantification of something that's unknown. It's an algebraic term. So we named our phone tracking, our new patient phone tracking system, after it because that seemed appropriate. So many dentists do marketing, or they have a website, or they're spending money out there in any marketing field, whether it's billboard, radio, TV, newspaper, the internet, pay-per-click, SEO, local search, and they're spending money every month cranking out, you know, these marketing campaigns. And when I ask them, how many patients did that send you last month? How many dollars did that generate? They stutter. They don't know the answer.
Right.
So that's the basis of what Zytetics does, is we can take any marketing campaign you're doing, put one of our trackable phone numbers in it, and we have, this isn't just a phone tracking system. This isn't just something that, you know, we tell you, hey, you got 32 calls this last month. This is a system that we can show you how many calls you got, how many cases you presented, how many dollars were generated. We record the calls for you so that we can review them with your staff, so that, you know, the marketing funnel doesn't end when that phone rings. The marketing funnel ends when they write you the check. And we want to make sure that our dentist clients, the ball doesn't get dropped as that patient moves through the funnel, you know, from the search to the website to the autoresponders, to actually picking up the phone and calling once they've developed that level of trust, passing them off to the front desk. We want to make sure that that transition is there because otherwise, again, the dentist is spending money going out. Nothing's coming back in.
And again, you can track all that basically automatically?
All done for you.
That's incredible. You know, when I think about, you know, how it used to be done and, you know, all the man and woman hours taken to do that, you know, to know that this is all can be done this way now is totally incredible. And, you know, another point I want to make as we go through the interview, you know, a lot of dentists think that, you know, they can practice dentistry plus keep up on all the internet stuff too. And I'll tell you, as somebody who's tried real hard, you can't do it. There is way too much going on out there, and that's why you need to bring in an expert like Colin, who, you know, literally has been doing this since, you know, before grade school, and keeps up on this, you know, all the time. And your main goal is to be a dentist, to be productive. You're the most productive when the burr is on the tooth, or you're, you know, doing implants, doing grafts, whatever. It's not trying to learn the latest and greatest about, you know, about the internet. So if you learn nothing else from this, you know, teleseminar tonight, learn the fact that you cannot do this. You have to have somebody who does this all day long to be successful. Colin, the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was how to optimize videos to be number one on Google. And one of the things that happens sometimes is people will, you know, they'll do a search for a dentist in, say, New Albany, Indiana. They might pull up, you know, two or three websites. They look at the websites, and then they make a decision based on that website which one or which two they're going to call. And oftentimes, or the way it used to be, is that if dentists had, say, a video of testimonials, that would be very engaging. You would, you know, watch, you know, I would watch like one video and say, well, that's kind of interesting. and then you're kind of drawn into it, and you watch another one, and then you watch another one, and after, you know, hearing the social proof of two or three people talking about how great this dentist is, then you're tempted to call. And I remember a video that your dad had a number of years ago where he talked about the reason he got into dentistry, and it was very, very compelling. I think one of the first dentists in our area to do a video. But talk a little bit about how you can optimize videos to be number one on Google.
Google, in many markets, is putting videos right there on the first page. You know, sometimes at the top, sometimes at the bottom. It depends on how well optimized your videos are. Just like your website, we can promote your videos organically right up to the first page. And, you hit a number of killer points, Woody. Videos humanize you.
Right.
Every dentist in today's market, I can look in any market area in any state of this country, and I will find 10 dentists that are painless and cosmetic. And if that is the niche, if that's your niche, there's nothing wrong with that. I know I have a lot of dentist clients that are extremely successful with those two keywords. But you have to find a way to, again, to set yourself apart from every other dentist that's a cosmetic dentist and everybody else that does painless dentistry. And, you know, no matter how many times you say you're the most painless dentist in town or you have the best cosmetic results in town, there is absolutely no way you can put into words what a video can do on your website of, you know, for instance, just like you said, Dr. Ron talking about how he got into it, his passion. Or you put a patient in front of the camera that never smiled at family events before, or they always had their hand in front of their mouth because they were so embarrassed. And you put that person in front of a camera, and when we're doing interviews with patients, you know, the camera's sitting off to the side. This isn't a process where we stick the camera in their face and tell them what to say. It's a process that we want them to, we want to evoke emotion out of it. And it's a conversation we have with the patient, and the video camera is just running on the side. And when that patient goes on camera and says, you know, he changed my life with these implants or these veneers or this partial he made for me, or he was able to fix my denture so I could eat comfortably again, whatever it is, you know, it goes back to that mirror effect. You're going to attract patients that message resonates with. When they see your patient testimonials that talk about how, you know, you as a dentist changed their life, you're going to attract more of those kinds of patients.
And you're right about, you know, kind of the quality of the video, you know, because I've watched a lot of these, and when they start out, you know, the patient's obviously kind of nervous because they're on camera, but, you know, after the first 30 seconds, they relax, forget about the camera, and it's kind of like they're just talking to you, and that's the part that is really powerful. You know, that's the social proof that everybody needs to pick up the phone and call that office.
You know, and something else that should be said is I see a lot of dentists these days doing their own video. And, you know, they buy a flip cam, and I think that's fantastic. And I think there is definitely a place and a purpose for that. But what you don't see on a lot of the videos we produce is, you know, you see the person with the emotion spilling out. And, you know, we did a video shoot up in New Jersey last month, and one of the ladies had a young daughter that had just died of cancer. And this dentist, this honest to God, true story, this dentist had gone out of his office with his front staff and helped carry this little six-year-old girl with cancer up the stairs and into their office.
Wow.
to you know, do dentistry on her. And I don't know, I guess I'm going to be a father here in a few months, and that has...
Congratulations, didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, January, we're expecting our first. And I don't know, I guess that kind of resonates differently with me, with that perspective. And, you know, this lady was on video, and at the time we were filming, her daughter had passed away from the cancer. And, you know, all this emotion just, it was... you know, it was an hour-long interview that we edited down to 3 minutes.
Wow.
And it's, you know, just incredible that, you know, when you talk to somebody and you talk to them as a person, not as you're talking to my camera, the quality and the energy and the emotion that goes into stuff like that.
Yeah, it really comes through on a video. I mean, you can't write copy that, you know, can even come close to, you know, really good video that's done well.
Yeah.
Colin, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, too, this is kind of an open-ended question, but what is it that makes SmartBox different from any other provider? Because there are a lot of providers in this niche.
There's a lot of web designers out there.
Yes.
And by web designer, I mean somebody that is good at designing websites, the graphical aspects, the aesthetically pleasing aspects. There's a lot of companies out there that only do piecemeal marketing. You know, they only do pay-per-click or they only do local search.
Right.
And, you know, they'll give you this little one piece of the puzzle here and there. And the difference between us and those guys is we put the pieces together. We don't just design websites. We design beautiful websites, aesthetically pleasing websites, also with functionality in mind. And I'll give you a perfect example. One thing we see, the two biggest things we see on dentist websites these days that are killing their new patient flow, their results, is they're using Flash.
Yeah.
Flash isn't compatible with Google. Flash isn't compatible with any Apple products. So if you have a patient on an iPad, an iPhone, an iPod, trying to look at your website and you've got Flash on it, they can't see that. Google can't read Flash. So if you have a Flash website, Google's looking at your site and they're going, what are these big holes everywhere? Or, you know, the whole website is missing. Well, it's a big Flash file. And the second thing is, and these are extremely popular, the rotating banners on the front page, you know, where they have the pictures that scroll around in circles.
Yes.
We've done dozens of tests with those studies where we have taken out the scrolling pictures and put in an offer, such as get our free report, or just put in a static image that doesn't change. And every time we do it, the results go up. And, you know, I can't read people's minds why a patient searches and they see that rotating banner and they don't call or click or contact you. But I think people get kind of mesmerized by it. You know, you have 5 or 10 images that rotate every 5 or 10 seconds, and they just sit there and watch it, and they don't do anything. But, you know, my guess is as good as yours on that.
Yeah, and I've seen that. A couple of years ago, we had in our coaching program probably one of the highest-producing dentists in the country, a guy out of Texas. And, you know, his website had Flash and had that little rotating banner like you're talking about. And, you know, we went back and forth about, you know, you got to get rid of that. And he said, well, it looks good. And I'm like, well, it looks good, but it's killing you. And, you know, to this day, I think it's still up there. Well, Colin, we're running out of time, but I did have a couple other things I wanted to ask you. What is the No Smart Dentist Left Behind Scholarship Program?
What do you think it costs right now for a new dentist to go through school, pay for school, and open his own practice?
Well, I've heard all kind of numbers. I've heard at the low end, $300,000.
Whew, man, that you'd be on a bargain if you got it done for $300,000.
Yeah.
But $300,000. I've heard $500,000. I've heard $1 million by the time you get through school, you pay for the equipment, you sign the lease, you get the remodeling done.
I've heard the worst thing you can do is marry one of your classmates, and that doubles your debt.
Oh, that's probably a good point. The No Smart Dentist Left Behind Scholarship Program is a way that we can help out, that we can get on board with these new dentists and new practice owners, not necessarily new graduates. Maybe it's a dentist that is going out on their own, leaving the corporate world or leaving, being an associate somewhere. It's a way that we can get on board with these guys and get them the tools that they need to succeed. You know, what we see a lot of is these guys go out and they buy a template website or a cookie cutter website. And, you know, the next year they got a little bit of money left over, so they they spend a little bit of money on pay-per-click, and they're driving pay-per-click traffic to this template website, and it's like flushing it down the toilet. We want to help dentists to get the real tools they need, you know, a comprehensive website built on our Snap platform or a WordPress platform that is going to be scalable, is going to grow with them, and it's going to work. So what we've done is you can actually go to www.nosmartdentistleftbehind.com, and you can read all about it there. We're offering our services at a steep discount, 50% off. We're essentially just paying for our direct labor cost, you know, not even paying to keep the lights on, to help these new docs with, you know, probably incredible debt loads right now to get access to websites and video and search engine optimization and all of these items at our cost. We can help you succeed, and when you succeed, we're going to have your business for life. And that's what we're looking at, is we're playing the long game, hoping that these docs will stay with us after we've helped them to get off the ground.
Sounds like a great program. Well, Colin, if any, by the way, fascinating interview. I mean, I learned a couple of things I didn't know, and anytime I, you know, learn something from a interview, I consider it worthwhile. Anybody on the call, how can they learn more? How can they get in touch with you? What are the next steps?
For anybody looking for more information, you can go check out www.bestdentalwebsites.com.
Okay.
And for anybody that is, you know, looking to find out more specifically about how we can help them, I'm going to extend an offer to anybody that's on this call tonight. We have our Swift Kick Critique, where I personally spend 30 to 45 minutes developing a marketing plan. I talked about that Super Bowl marker, drawing on the screen, showing you what we can do to improve your web presence, how we can help you to find those new patients and attract them, get them to call your office. So for the first 10 people that respond to this call, you can go to dentalswiftkick.com, www.dentalswiftkick.com. They're regularly $250, but just fill out that form on the page, and we're going to waive that $250 fee for the first 10 people that respond. There's no obligation, no commitment. If you decide you like our ideas and you can find somebody better that's a better fit for your needs, you know, feel free to take them and run.
And Colin, any phone number if somebody would just like to call and bounce a few ideas off of you?
They can reach me at 888-741-1413.
Well, sounds good. Well, once again, thank you for a very informative evening. And again, congratulations on that new baby coming in January. And catch up on your sleep is the best advice I can give you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, Dr. Oates.
Okay, take care.